Tell me, first of all, then, what can you see of the unrest there from your vantage point, from the Institute, which is located between Bethlehem and the old city of Jerusalem?
Right. We're much closer to Bethlehem than to the old city, actually. Bethlehem begins just down the hill from us. We're at the top of the hill. So we look right down into Bethlehem. And what I've been able to see both yesterday and today are a number of rounds of tear gas that the Israeli military has fired from their vantage points along the wall, the different towers that are along the wall, down into Bethlehem, the area just across the wall from us. It's very, very close. So especially yesterday afternoon, there were a lot of rounds of tear gas that were fired apparently into what I imagine on the other side were crowds, because there are often people who gather close to the wall, which is on the other side of Rachel's tomb, in order to protest. And so the Israelis often respond with tear gas. And yesterday, for a couple of hours, there were, you know, round after round that I could both hear and see.
What is the feeling there among local people in the wake of the U.S. decision? I mean, are there fears that this may escalate again into a full-blown conflict? We hear Palestinian leaders talking about a declaration of war by President Trump. What are people there saying at the moment?
Well, there is a sense of hopelessness at the lack of progress in the so-called peace process. But I didn't get much of a sense from people that I've talked to that people really want to see a third intifada. There have been calls for that, and certainly some quarters within Palestinian society would like to see that as a way of pressuring Israel to come to the negotiating table. But most people I've talked to, including our own local staff here at Tantour, but also people I know in the area, is that people don't want to see another violent intifada, because they've been there before. Both the first intifada and the second intifada involved violence, and it was both Palestinians and Israelis suffered during that period, and people don't want to go back to that. And in fact, last summer, you may recall that in the wake of the killing of three Israeli policemen who were not Jewish but had been guarding the access to Al-Aqsa Mosque, were killed, were shot. And in reaction to that, Israel installed metal detectors at all the entrances to the Al-Aqsa compound. And Palestinians reacted to that with nonviolent protest that continued for several weeks, in which people refused to enter the Al-Aqsa compound, and they prayed outside, out in the streets. And ultimately, that helped to bring about the change that they wanted. Israel removed the metal detectors. So I'm hoping, and I think a lot of people here are hoping, that if people see that President Trump's action doesn't lead to any kind of rush on the part of world leaders to move their embassies to Jerusalem, they'll see that ultimately it's America that has isolated itself internationally through this action, and that they might look for strategies that involve peaceful methods of protest in order to bring about the kind of change that they're looking for.
As an ecumenical institute there at Tantour, your mission is to foster dialogue, isn't it, between Christians and the other faiths there in the Holy Land. And yet, in the current political climate, this just seems increasingly difficult to do.
It is. That is the mission that we've been given at Tantour by the Holy See, to be a catalyst working for greater communion, especially among Christians, but also to build bridges with people of other faiths, especially given our location here in Jerusalem at the gateway to Bethlehem. We couldn't but engage with our neighbors, who are, for the most part, Muslims and Jews. But it is difficult when, at least from the Palestinian perspective, things seem to favor the Israelis in a unilateral way. And, you know, President Trump could have made a rather significant gesture if he had said, yes, we're going to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. We're also going to recognize it as the capital of the state of Palestine and move the embassy to Jerusalem as a way of showing that we want Jerusalem to be a place that all segments of the society who live here, whether they're Muslims or Christians or Jews, can feel that this is their city, their home, their capital. But he didn't do that. He chose just to make a gesture toward Israel without signaling any appreciation for the Palestinian position.